This, okay, we're going to start this by a motion to elect me as the chair pro temp, so I'll entertain a motion from the floor.
So this moved.
Lila, so moved. Oh, Susan, yeah.
All right, any objections? Hearing no objections, we'll start the meeting. So this is the September 9th National Finance Committee for the Pacific National Board, we're going to start by roll call. So if
yeah, sure. Here, here you go. Christine Averroes?
Here.
Thank you. Tom Chase?
Here.
Thank you. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you. Steve Kukara? Hey, Steve?
Here.
Okay, thank you. R. Paul Martin?
Here.
Thank you. Fred is excused absence. Myra Deason?
I'm here.
Thank you. James Sagatin? Dennis Williams?
Here.
Thank you. And Michael Woodson is here. Stephanie?
Here.
And that is the Executive Director Stephanie Wells.
Yes. Stephanie Wells.
It's so informal. This is
okay. PNB Chair Susan Young.
Here.
Okay. Here. I'm here. Otis is here. And I assume the quota one is Serene.
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we have quorum and can go on.
Everybody's accounted for?
Yes.
All right. So the next item on the, the next thing to do is approve the agenda. Do I have a motion to, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Mr.
Chair, be kind to read through it.
Excuse me. I'd like to add something to the agenda. So I guess we have to read through it first, but I'd like to add something.
Okay. So I will read through the agenda. We have the approval of the agenda. We have approval of the minutes and the three budgets from the affiliates, WPFW and KPFT. Then we go to closed session. And after that, we return, make a report out, and adjourn. So, Myla, you want to add something?
I would like to revisit some questions that I have about Allegiance while Stephanie Wells is on the call.
And do I need to hear a motion to add that to the agenda?
If nobody objects, right, I guess we'll add
question. Where will that go on the agenda? And I'll note that almost nothing has a time limit, but where should it go on the agenda?
Myla?
I'd say just before we go into executive session.
So,
okay.
No objection. We will add the allegiance issue. All right. Are there any other suggestions for the agenda?
Let me just note that the 10:30 is the end time, so we would need an extraordinary vote to extend.
Right. Yes.
Fast question. If I have a couple of questions for the executive director, where can I squeeze those in?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
My suggestion is that at the end of budgets, at the point where Myla had requested that the executive director address allegiance, that we essentially make that an ED report.
All right. We'll do that. Open the floor for the ED report, or have an ED report and open the floor for questions and things directed at her. We'll call that the ED report. And we'll do that just before the allegiance.
Or does it include all the, yeah. I'm thinking that allegiance can be a part of the ED report. In other words, questions for Stephanie can right. come under that item.
Right. Then Stephanie's report, which will include allegiance and general addresses to Stephanie. All right. I get that. Are we good with it? Hearing no objections or further additions, we will move on to the approval of the minutes from, I guess, August 26, 2025.
Move approval.
Okay. R. Paul for stack because I can't get my hand up. There I go. I've raised my hand. Yes, on the minutes, it, just two fast typos where it says finish all budget in September should be budgets. Put an S in the end of it. And where it says need to manage donation when program is shared, donations with an S on it. And, that's what I got. Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll be fixed. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. All right. Any other changes to the minutes? All right. So hearing none, I will ask if the body approves the minutes. Hearing no objection, I will assume that the minutes are approved. All right. So on to agenda item 5, the three budgets, and I'll turn it over to Stephanie, who is going to address all three budgets, the affiliates, the WPFW, and the KPFT.
Thank you. I will pull them up so we can share screen. Okay, so first one that's up on the screen is the WPFW fiscal year 26 budget. Many, many thanks to Tom Chase for working on putting this together and having a, because of the work that he and Miyuki did with this budget, we were able to have a meeting together with the three of us that was very, very quick going through this and the notes that he added. So thank you very much, Tom, for your extraordinary help with this. So one of the things that, as we've looked at the expenses and revenue to date with these meetings, there was always that one column at the end of the spreadsheets that was self-populating based upon the actuals. And so that's been very helpful for all of the general managers and if and business managers or who's, you know, who's dealing with the budget at a lot of the stations because that column is continually populated as we get their revenue and their expenses. So it's been this budgeting process has simplified it. So as we look at the WPFW budget for 26, I can go through some of these notes in case people aren't able to see some of this on the screen themselves. The revenue, they overall are budgeting $135,000 or a 10% increase in their revenue in fiscal year 26 over fiscal year 25 with the following specific revenue enhancement goals set. There is a 3% increase in listener support, to taking that to $50,000. There is a 230% increase in grants of $35,000. That's just because they were grants that were not posted in fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23, but they've done a very good job this year in writing grants and working together with various people on their team in getting grants for programming and other issues that they have. So $35,000 is very doable. And then also $50,000 in underwriting. So that, again, brings the overall budgeting of their revenue to $135,000, which is a 10% increase. With in-kind donations, we do have the line item for in-kind donations. And again, that is something that we've been wanting to add and make reference to with our stations, because we do have a lot of very generous individuals that are providing those in-kind donations. So we just wanted to make sure that we put that in as a revenue and then also budget it out, or, you know, expense it out on the bottom side, just so we can have record of it. So with in-kind donations, WPFW received two very significant in-kind donations, which they are documenting and are including, as I said, here in financial statements. There was $50,000 from a major donor to a social media consultant to design and implement a social media campaign for WPFW, which they have been monitoring, and it really has increased the traffic to their social media sites. And ultimately, they've also been able to get donations from that site as well. So that's been working extremely well. And in the conversations that I was part of, the early conversations, they're running it smoothly on their own, is that we'd like to be able to monitor what they've done and the success they've had with this over the last year, and be able to implement that same strategy with a lot of the other stations. So it's working really well, and we thank that major donor for that gift. There was $3,000 from DC City Government Office of Cultural Affairs grant that was directly to an artist to perform at the WPFW Jazz and Justice Festival. And again, note that while WPFW didn't directly pay the expenses, they have included an offsetting amount to the revenue under the development expenses and then community special event expenses, respectively, for each of those. So for fiscal year 26, they have included an equal amount, both in revenue and expenses, and they hope to increase our recognition of in-kind donations. And so it's great to see that line item there, and we will implement that as we move forward with the other stations in this upcoming year. With expenses, they are projecting an essentially flat expense budget, with the exception of a transmission infrastructure, which is under the programmatic expenses. They have budgeted $30,000 in engineering and electrical contractors and equipment services and repairs, and roughly $100,000 to investigate and bring online a backup transmitter power solution. So with the expenses that they are looking at, it's $125,348. Sorry, I didn't mean to highlight that there. Sorry, it's highlighted in blue. The central services, they've been paying their central, WPFW has been paying central services. And again, the central services is based upon 15% of revenue from the year prior. So that is budgeted out per month. The stations know what that is when the year begins, and they, you know, it's budgeted accordingly. We have some stations that are on just automatic payment, where they a check is sent to us directly from the bank 2 times a month. We have other stations where it is just set up as an automatic deduction when shortly after or with the in two different installments from their payroll expenses, and then they'll do a central service expense. We have a station that likes to just pay it all at one time in the month. If there's a station that is having difficulties, or they need to sort of bank some money, we're doing that right now with WBAI to help them be able to get on track with their tower payments, their tower rent, then we are not pulling any central services for them. And we have those continued conversations with the general managers, because we do want to make sure that the stations do what they need to do to make sure that they stay on the air. The administrative expenses have been significantly reduced at WPFW by the relocation of the studio and the shuttering of proper administrative offices. WPFW currently operates mostly by telework, with a single small office at a leased studio location where staff meetings also occur. This will most likely continue through fiscal year 26, but they are actively looking for a permanent home for WPFW. So we have, with the total revenue and then expenses, this is, I don't know why I've highlighted it blue accidentally, so I apologize for that. They are looking for a net income at the end of the fiscal year of $9,652. So again, as we go through next year's national, with the National Finance Committee, we will review like we were able to do this year, but hopefully more often, is ongoing look at every meeting of a different division's revenue and expenses to date. And Tom can easily add anything that he needs to add, because again, he was very instrumental in getting this done.
Thanks. I you did a great job. I just want to add one thing from the very end of what you said. We're projecting a net income for the year of $90,000, which is $9,600 more than this year.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So we're projecting an increase of $10,000 over our net revenue, but a total of $90,000 for the
year. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong things. Yes.
Fair enough. So, fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So we think we're going to meet budget this year still, as we come into the home stretch. And we think we can do this next year. And happy to take any questions.
So this column that's here that I was reading, that's what the changes are based upon the following budget. So that's what I haven't eaten dinner, so I apologize for a little brain fog there. I'll catch up. So the revenue for projected for fiscal year 26 is 1.5 million. The expenses are 1.3 million, with the total expenses with central service at 1.4 for a net income of 89,000, which is an increase of 9,652.
Great.
Right. Should we take questions after each budget?
My recommendation is yes.
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 Well, Stephanie, are you done with the WPFW budget?
Yes.
Then I will call in the order that I see the hands coming up. So I'd start with Steve, then Susan, then Lyndon.
Yeah. My hand is also raised.
Oh, I see Myla, then Lyndon. Sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. I'm curious about the central service formula. I run some quick math. That turns out to be 11%. But I'm impressed.
Well, I think could say revenue, for myself, I wasn't aware of the formula, and I just continued what was there. So if that number should be different from the formula, yeah. Would just change it and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty tight budget to me. It was just a technical observation. Thank you.
Yeah, right, and as we were working on the budgets, we can only base it. We don't want to put in the budget what central services will be for the following year when the past year hasn't finished yet. So we don't want to overcharge if they've made, you know, we want to wait until we get the full final end close of year revenue, and then that can be adjusted accordingly. So when we're working on the budget, if it's technically the revenue from the year prior, we're actually plugging in the revenue from what would be 2 years prior. So that will be adjusted. But again, we kind of look at it as a per station basis, because if, for example, WPFW finds a location, or they need some extra funds to make that move, or there's issues with the tower and they need some extra funds for that tower, we're not going to, you know, you have to pay this higher amount. We want to make sure that they have what they need to succeed. So we keep those numbers in. If it can be adjusted, we will. But again, we're not going to force the stations to put out more than is comfortable for them.
All right. Susan?
Yeah, a couple of things. First, I just want to compliment Tom Mukey, Dennis Kamau, who all has been involved with this. This is a very well-crafted format that gives a lot of great information, very clear, easily understood. So thank you. I think this is a real model. And the other thing I'd like to say, well, I think you're doing a great job. Another thing I'd like to say is if the questions that come up in this committee, do not suggest that we need to give this more review at the end of these conversations, I would like to make a motion to forward this budget to the PNB for approval.
A second is not needed, but I'd like to second your motion.
I think it is needed.
Okay. Yeah, our Paul said it's not, so either way, this problem is addressed. Okay, so we'll move on. Myla?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I was looking, I'm assuming that we did not receive this document to review it in advance of the meeting that you're just sharing.
No, we did.
We did.
Oh, that's wild, because I just searched for it. And I was not able to find it, so, okay.
Yeah, I sent it to you, Maya, audio, you can check.
Oh, it came from you?
Yeah, I did as well.
Yikes. I wonder if it was sent to my other email. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Myla. Lyndon.
Yes. Hello, Tom. Can you fill us in on what the 130,000, well, the 30,000 budget for engineering electrical and then 100,000 to the backup transmitter power solution?
Sure. Absolutely. So the 30,000 is essentially a contingency fund for breakdown. And we just suffered such a $30,000, power failure at our tower from the main power line. So, you know, rather than have it be a crisis, we got 30-year-old equipment. We're budgeting. That's the 30,000. The 100,000 is when we had this power problem, we have no backup power. So we essentially ran, you know, a heavy extension cord from our landlord to our transmitter, and we were able to run a low power transmitter. We had a you know, portable generator for a little while, but essentially it lasted a month, and we had no backup power. And we went through a on air fund drive with low power. So it was a real challenge. And we've talked about it for a long time, and you know, I said, look, if we got to stop talking about this, we got a budget for it, and we don't know exactly what it's going to cost yet and what the scope is, but that's you know, it's a marker in the budget to get that done.
Yeah, I hope y'all can keep us advised on that, because you know, we're probably looking at something like that in Houston.
You bet, and you know, Mo is in the middle of this. He's the chief engineer for the network and all of that. So yeah, it's just, it's something they've been talking about, and I'm like, you know, we got to do something. So we've got different options. We, you know, and we're going to work through that hopefully in the next couple of months. We're also going to meet our goals on revenue before we can commit to make those investments.
All right. Thanks, Lyndon. And R. Paul.
Okay. I have some questions about, not ancient history, but relatively recent. On this, PDF file, the third column, I guess, fourth column from the left, FY24 actual, the bottom line there is -259,105. When I look at the consolidated financials, for FY25, it gives total prior year March as -109,623. Now, does the fact that it says March mean that thing's only really accurate through March, or is the consolidated? Oh, well, okay, that's strange sounding to me. I mean, I should think the total prior year would just be a flat thing of what the total FY24 was. Bottom line, net income. It's not. It's only through March, but then why are the other months showing?
If I may interject, I believe it's so you can compare March of the previous year to March of this year. Compare 6 months to 6 months.
So total prior year. So March is modifying the phrase total prior year, which is a bit confusing. Okay, so what is the total prior year? Is it the 109 figure, the -109 figure for FY24?
Tom, do you know?
I'm actually pulling up my figures, because that number I got from the national office original budget, and I didn't check it against, but that's probably what I had in 04. I wasn't here in 04, so let me.
Does that pertain to our notions of this year's budget?
Maybe that's my, some other numbers that I had from, I mean, until we have final numbers, it's all a little fuzzy, but my other numbers I got from a consolidated report of 24 was minus 290,000. So, I mean, we were minus in that order of magnitude. I think that's fair.
I just did the math, and those are 6 month numbers. Our Paul.
Okay. So let me go back to that. I'm actually working off spreadsheets because it's easier than watching somebody else move around. And so in the consolidated financials where it says 109,623, that's for only through March 31st of that year, which means we don't actually have a bottom line for all of FY24 yet, but we should.
You're correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thomas, do you want to address that and then we'll move on? I mean, it's not pertinent to today's object.
I worked with a spreadsheet that I got that we've all seen, that had the 26 budget from National. And then I put in we sort of merged our thoughts on 26. And 25, I'm confident on the actual. The prior years, you know, I can't speak for those, except I feel like from other documentation I've seen of 24, that's the right order of magnitude for where we ended the year, somewhere around.
I'm going to move on now. Because it's 8 o'clock and we've got two other budgets to do, unless this actually is part of the objective of voting on the agenda. But Paul, Paul, do you want to follow that up real quick?
All I wanted to say is, it's a bit confusing to have it that way. I wish we had it. I wish we had the latest, consolidated financials, showing last year's, because the ones we have are different from the ones we got for the end of FY24. So numbers are moving around and I'm a bit confused about that. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. I know that Lyndon and Steve had something you want to say, address your issue maybe in a minute or so.
No, we were going down a rabbit hole. We were off topic and I almost fell into it. Sorry.
I was just going to say that I looked at the numbers and they are 6 month numbers. So we're comparing 6 months to 6 months and that's pretty much the end of it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Susan.
I would then like to put forward a motion that the National Finance Committee, approves, sending the WPFW, the proposed WPFW 2026 budget forward to the PNB and recommends approval.
All right. We don't need a second, so I'd say we just should take a vote.
You should ask if there's an objection. If there's no objection, we don't need a vote.
Right. Thank you, Myla. Are there any objections? All right. Aki, did you get the motion?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So hearing no objections, the NFC approves the WPFW budget. All right, Stephanie, to you and your next report.
Okay. Let me pull up. Here's the KPFT proposed budget. We have, this is different format. So we've just got, horizontal page versus landscape. But we have the total projection. We have the years prior from 22, 23, 24, the projected income based upon the revenue and the expenses that are projected out for 2025. And again, this was also, those were shared with the NFC earlier. And then based upon those projections, the total budget. So we have a projected or proposed total budget of listener support of $670,000, major donor income to $30,000. Some of that income from major donor has been moved up to listener support, car donations at $8,000 and community events at $10,000 for a total revenue of $718,000, which is an increase of roughly $9,000 from the projection to the end of this year. And we have seen significant increases over the year since September 2022. With revenue, personnel costs are going up because we are now going to have a paid general manager and program director. So there were Sandy and Marlo were hired into those positions. So you can kind of see where personnel was when we did have paid staff over here back in 2022 of 200,000. And then it dropped significantly while we had volunteers in place and they were working to try to get the station back on track, which they did quite successfully. And so we have a projected expense for personnel at 164, admin expenses at 77,000, program expenses at 211, development 104, and community special event expenses at 3,500 for total operating expenses of 561,277. Central services have been consistent across the board at KPFT because we were, again, during these years here in particular, trying to be able to get support the station as much as possible to get everything back on track. So the total central service payments, 142, that may decrease a little bit as the total amount will be the same going into the next fiscal year. But last year, KPFT gave $52,000 to WBAI and WPFW to cover past due medical bills or medical insurance. And so we want to pay them back for that. So we will be dividing that up and then decreasing the amount of central services that they have to pay so they can get that money back. But on the budget, it will still, of course, remain the same because this will be a payback for money that they spent earlier. But the total expenses is projected to be $703,885 for a net income of $14,115. The detail of some of the expenses are down here, as you can see with the personnel costs. Went down a little too quickly. People that were considered consultants within the organization,
Point of order. Mm-hmm. Let me just say that, and I can't see this too well, an issue that I've got with this is the personal services is personnel costs are such an important part of this budget. Mm-hmm. And I think that how we're being staffed, who's being weighed what the positions are, needs to be discussed in executive session only. And so not talking about what anybody's salaries are. So if any of that needs to be a part of this conversation, I suggest that we have that in executive session.
None of it would be. The only difference is that if you look at the, across here, you can kind of see when there was paid staff, when there was more volunteer staff. Adding of some consultants. I don't know if you see the little hand going in circles. The adding of the consultants sort of throughout the year here as the station started building and then the cost of now moving into paid staff.
And so in the detail.
Nothing is detailed down here. Yeah, there's nothing detailed. This just kind of breaks it down to, again, the same revenue and expenses breakdown that was presented when Sandy was here presenting the budget. So that just kind of, breaks it down in other detail. But the main portion of the budget, which is in the bigger font, is up here.
Good. Yeah, I just observed that this is all public information and we are not making direct references to any person's salaries. So we're respecting the ethics and the laws of employment. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead, Stephanie.
That's pretty much it, if anybody has any questions.
Lyndon.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, the first thing I'm going to want to talk about is the bank and interest charges. And it hasn't been addressed no matter how many times I ask, it never gets addressed. And I see that we're budgeted to pay $1,250 per month. And see, you know, I look at WPFW from the first 6 months of this of the current year. Well, yeah, the current year, and they paid $568 a month. WBAI paid, you know, $373. Then KPFK, $415. KPFA, $369. You know, consolidated is $8,200. And as I pointed out 2 weeks ago, and Nationals paying $5,300. But I don't understand why. I can't get an answer as to why KPFT is still paying $1,250 a month and nobody else is. I thought one of the things that this was doing, this consolidation, was everybody would be on equal basis. Everybody would be paying pretty much the same. I don't think that's a difficult thing to answer either.
I will get Sandy and Markeisha to on the phone, even if we and you on the phone, and we can figure it out why. I know that the national office is greater because we are with consolidated banking. The majority of those charges and bills get sent to us. So even if it, and we don't break it down to each of the stations, if we get a charge, then we'll go ahead and just, you know, just pay for that. But I'll get those answers as to why this is budgeted at higher.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now on, let's see, what is that? Probably under administrative, you have the property tax and the state filing fees are mixed up. Those things aren't. You can see property tax exactly. You have 16,211, then you have mm-hmm. zero, then you have zero, then you have 20. And so I guess these numbers down in the 18,463 under state filing fee, although, and then the 18,581, which I don't think is the correct number, but whatever, those probably should be put in the correct line.
Okay.
And we, earlier this fiscal year, I guess, we went through quite a period trying to see if we could actually pay, had the money to pay staff and, you know, to get a general manager, permanent general manager. And so now that we have done that, and I know, and we also have a salaried program director, which is great. But we've also increased our other expenses for our consultants by like 150. Well, our total salary and consultants altogether has gone up $157,000. And we were, you know, quibbling over half that amount. Or we weren't quibbling. We were having flat out, you know, total disagreement over half that amount 4 or 5 months ago. And I find that pretty astounding.
that it's budgeted. I have a breakdown of the consultants.
Right.
I just have to.
Well, yeah.
If you want to go in, if you want me to kind of go through what those positions are.
Well, like the administrative went from 9.8 to zero. Program went from 49 to 106. And then development from 12.1 to 23.9. And those are your projected 2025 versus the budget in 2026. So I'd say, you know, the program was quite an increase.
What point of order?
Susan?
Yeah, this, I think Lyndon is getting into the area that I have concern about. I really think that the KPFT budget, it would be appropriate for us to have a conversation at the next meeting in executive session and with Sandy, and with Markeisha and get a better understanding of what the personnel payroll increases are. I think that I'm delighted that we have had such success this last year, but this is a big leap forward, and I think it's important for us to understand it. I also think it would be great if we could make sure that the items that that Lyndon has brought up about, you know, taxes and fees and so forth are correct, and that we get clear about the banking fees. So I'm going to move to, I mean, we continue our conversation this time. We're going to move to postpone consideration of this budget until the next NFC meeting.
All right. Well, I'll take that. I don't think that's a point of order. Can we let Steve?
Oh, yeah. No. The point of order, I apologize. You're absolutely right. The point of order was this should be in executive session.
All right. So I've noted what you said, and I'll put you on the stack, but let me go to Steve and Paul, and then you can address your motion. All right, Steve.
Well, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. KPFT did a foundation is solid last year, and I appreciate it. So that being said, I find it vexing the way we handle central services. Once again, we got $30,000 that $34,908 by my calculations. Either call it revenue or reduced expenses, but it's not going to show up on any of this accounting. And I just don't like it. I wish we could handle it more transparently. I'm curious how you intend to book it. Thank you.
It's booked as an expense for each station and as revenue in the national office.
Thank you. That'll help me tremendously.
All right. Thanks, Steve. And it's 8:17, so we got about 12 minutes, 13 minutes to do one more report. Finish this one. Paul.
All right. I just want to say I think it would be a good idea if all of the budgets were formatted the same. I think it would help a lot. You know, I mean, don't listen to me. You don't. But maybe ask the auditors if it would be a good idea if all of the budgets were formatted the same way, because otherwise each station you're looking at different. What does it mean here? What does it mean there? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. All right, Susan, I will entertain your motion then.
I move to postpone consideration of the KPFT budget until the next NFC meeting, and that the personnel items be discussed in executive session.
I second.
All right. Having a motion, did you get that, Aki? And a second, then we'll
what information
for discussion. Okay, go ahead, Myla.
I just want to know, Susan, for clarification, the executive session during that same meeting?
Yes.
The NFC. Okay, thanks.
Susan, could you just sort of send that on a text, please?
Sure. Or can I put it in the chat?
Yeah, chat is fine.
Great. Is there any discussion? All right. Is there any objection to the motion? All right. Hearing none, then we'll say that the KPFT budget will be looked at again next in 2 weeks from today. Then we go to the affiliation budgets.
Screen.
The affiliates. Yep.
Now, the affiliates budget, when we reviewed, when Ruth, their business manager, and Ursula were on the national finance call, not only did they go through the actuals to date, but they also did review the projected budget. That was one of the divisions that did. So this is a budget that we've already seen, that they already discussed, but at the time, no motion was made to present it to the PNB. So I can go over it again. But again, this is something that they went over when they were here. So we have proposed for 2026 affiliate income of $230,000, the internet technology subscription service of income of $22,000, individual business, individual donation, $6,000, and then they've budgeted for grants, $5,000. That would equal their direct public support of $11,000 for a total income of $263,000. The projected for the end of this fiscal year is $258,000, so that's $4,000 increase, roughly, give or take. As far as their expenses, they have the payroll expenses at $180,000. They have contract services at $7,000. The years prior were a little bit more expensive because we were building out they were developing new contracts that's what some of the consultant or the legal fees, they developed some new contracts. They had consultant services, was working on their website, and then Pacificaster was also building out that website. So those were expenses that were only seen for those years, but it's not going to be seen for next year. And the managing of some of the expenses for AudioPort, the new service that they have, and then also Pacificaster, the national office will be absorbing those because it is a service that is provided to all of the stations. The operations expenses, $29,334, travel and meetings, $6,200. And they do a really good job, the affiliates, in making sure they get to a lot of the conferences that are around that they're heading this week to Spokane for the Grassroots Radio Conference. And the affiliate network is actually one of the major sponsors, and they're the key sponsor. They're sponsoring the keynote speaker for that event. So they really do a good job tabling at those events and having a nice Pacifica presence at those events. And actually the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, they had a good presence there as well. And I'm happy to say that Antonio Ortiz, our interim general manager at KPFA, was just selected to be on their board. So it's nice that Pacifica is getting back into the mix of a lot of these grassroots radio things. Anyway, I digress. Facilities and equipment, central services, equipment, rent for the office, utilities, $36,300. Special projects, there's really nothing there. They had some cost over the past year for some grant expenses, but that's not for next year as well. Sponsorships, they have some payments and fees, $200, $4,000 there, but total expenses, $263,000, which is actually less. But again, we saw that decrease in some of those expenses based upon not having a lot of the web development expenses that were there. So they have a balanced out budget, not anticipating at this point any decrease or net income. Again, they do a very good job updating their finances on a regular basis. So again, as we enter next year, we will review their revenue and expenses to date on a regular basis.
And if that's the report, I'll, I don't see anybody who has questions. Steve.
I'm not sure it's a question so much as an observation that the expectation that their revenue's not going to decrease after the loss of CPB funding is unrealistic. And hopefully the listenership steps up, but I think they're going to have a difficult time.
Yeah, and Ursula addressed that, at the last meeting, because she and I have talked about that as well, and that's been that was a concern with her. She has reached out to the stations, the affiliate stations that do receive CPB funding that are part of the affiliates. I believe there was close to anywhere between 8 or 12 affiliate stations that receive funding, and so far in the conversations, they do a great job stewarding all of the affiliates and having continuous conversations with them. There have been none at this point that have said that they are going to drop being an affiliate of Pacifica. And we've actually had two stations that are not connected with Pacifica that were CPB funding and connected with NPR that have called Pacifica and asked that they could then join us because NPR has lost their CPB funding. So this is one of those things that we will, it will fluctuate, it will move. But so far we're not anticipating a major loss because there aren't a lot of the stations that receive that funding. But we're keeping our eyes open and, having conversations with them as well. If there's any issues that they have or concerns that are coming up, to reach out to us for any help or advice. We have an attorney that's willing to do some pro bono work, if need be, with some of the affiliates. So we're there to support them if any of them are suffering.
Myla.
Sorry, I had to unmute. I would like to move that the NFC approve this budget and send it on to the PNB for approval.
All right, there's a motion to approve the affiliate's budget. Second's not needed, if I understand correctly. Any comments?
Yeah, actually, I think a second is needed. I think it's not needed for a motion that comes from a committee, but when you're working within the committee, you can still do seconds.
Could I just note that no, in a committee, a motion in the committee does not need a second. That's all. Thank you.
Christina.
Yeah, I just have a question of, once this is approved, I could present this to the board. To the KPFK board.
Mr. Chair.
Susan.
The NFC does not approve the budget. The NFC recommends budget approval to the PNB.
Okay.
That's likely to happen at the next PNB meeting.
Okay, so I need to reword my motion. And I think that the motion that was sent regarding WPFW did actually say that the NFC approved it, if I heard that correctly. So I think that that motion may need to be reworded.
The way I stated it was that the NFC authorized forwarding the budget to the PNB for approval.
The committee is approving the budget for the PNB. We're telling the PNB we did our work. Trust us, this looks good.
That's what confused me, Michael, was that wording. I think that Susan was more precise in her wording.
Yeah, the NFC is approved. The subcommittee, call us a subcommittee.
We're recommending that the PNB review the budget and approve it.
Good point.
Thanks for clarification.
But your question wasn't answered, Christina, and that was
that it's just being presented for approval. It's not, we don't present it as an approved budget.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe that's good. We're recommending the approval. We have a motion that recommends the approval of the budget like that. And that is public information.
And Michael, if I might add, I think that we should probably add the words that we reviewed the budget and recommend it for approval.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that clarification, are there any objections to recommending this affiliate budget to the PNB? Hearing none, this has been moved and approved. I've never been so conscious of the use of these words. All right. We better hurry on to the next agenda item, which is we call it the Stephanie Report.
And
I will go ahead and, since people seem to have a lot of questions, we can go ahead and just go right at questions.
I'm wondering if we're at time certain now. And so I'm going to ask you, Stephanie, if maybe we can have the conversation. I have questions, and maybe we can have a phone conversation so that we do, because we need to go into executive session.
Of course, anytime.
I don't see a time certain on the ending of this meeting. It's 10:30. I'm kind of thinking 10 minutes. We can focus the 10 minutes. Okay. If that's all right with the committee.
I misunderstood. Okay. So I would like to talk about allegiance. One of the things that I'd like to know, Stephanie, is, it's my understanding that we, have now, we're current with our payments to allegiance. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this is something that I brought up a long time ago, and it sort of got dropped. But my goal is to provide programmers with a tool for to help them to raise money for their stations and for Pacifica. I spoke to, you may recall, because I did speak about this before, but I talked to Egberto Willis, the extraordinary programmer in KPFT, Politics Done Right, who is a computer programmer. And I asked him about whether or not Allegiance could provide a distinct URL for shows so that programmers might be able to use that URL in their fundraising appeals in various emails and other social media. And I must admit, I mean, I kind of felt proud that Egberto told me that he wished he had thought of it because it was such a brilliant idea. So I'm sorry for bragging there, but he believed that this was something that they could provide. And it was just a question of telling them to do it. That we wouldn't be asking them whether they could do it, but he believed that it would just be a question of Pacifica instructing them to do that. And it's partly comes out of, as I said, I would like to provide programmers with that tool. Programmers are under a certain amount of pressure to make sure that their shows are gaining, that they have some kind of financial support and that they are appreciated and by the listeners. And of course, people can donate during fund drives. I hear that during KPFT, people are just asked to donate to support the station. But at KPFK, programs are assessed at how much money they bring in during fund drive. And what doesn't happen is, for one thing, when people donate, they are not given the option of filling out a form and saying, I also value, I'm donating at this time because I want these concert tickets, but I actually appreciate and value other shows. This is something that I've been advocating for quite a while. And, I just think that, KPF A had a fantastic survey. Thousands of listener supporters responded and they were able to give the station input about the programs that they value, even though they don't donate during that particular time. People donate when it's convenient for them. It isn't necessarily when a particular show is on. So anyway, I'm just hoping that maybe you can look into that. It's sort of a chicken or the egg kind of a situation for the show that I work on right now, since we've been off the air for a while and we're being told that we have to demonstrate that we have support. and it's hard to do that when we're not on the air. Thank you. Chicken or the egg kind of a situation.
Stephanie, you want to respond to that?
This is James with a point of personal privilege, if I may.
James.
Yes, I apologize to everyone. I'm having some technical difficulties. I just want you to know I'm here. I'm listening, but I may not be able to speak.
That's all.
Thank you.
Stephanie, go ahead.
We have an one thing with that you had said, KPFT, they do not just KPFT, but all of the stations, actually do look at each of the programs and how much money they're bringing in. So even though when you were saying the KPFT may not look at each program and how much they're bringing in, but they just have their fund drives asking people to give to KPFT, it does actually break it down by program, and they have done very similar to KPFA evaluations of each of the programs on a regular basis with what is your listener support, what do you have any sponsorships, how much money is coming in, and they're able to get live while they're on the air who's donating when, for that program, so that the programmers, and that's through Allegiance, that the programmers can actually thank the donors on the air. I know what you're saying though, isn't necessarily people donating on the air, but they donate later. So we have a person at KPFT who is the company expert on Allegiance, and KPFT really does use it to its fullest. And so we are talking to her in general just about how better to use that system company-wide, and if that is the system we want to stick with company-wide. But I will pose that question to her. Not always with software systems can you just tell the company, this is what we want. It may be an add-on that you have to purchase in order to make that work. And that doesn't mean it can't be done, but say, for example, KPFK at one point wanted to download or wanted to use Allegiance for their online auction software, their online auction options, which is something they do. But in order for us to use that, they would have had to purchase an add-on and have that put onto the original agreement. So, and again, I'm not saying that we can't do it, but I will pose that question, and I wrote it down to talk to Robin at KPFT, since she's our Allegiance expert, and see if that is something that she is familiar with.
Right.
If I might, Michael, I just wanted to say that I think I was not clear, but what I meant to say was that Sandy Weinman, the general manager of KPFT, was saying that they don't necessarily use concert tickets. And, at KPFK, there's a lot of reliance on gifts and thank you gifts. And there's a tendency at KPFK for people to donate because they want to go to a particular concert or buy a particular book or something like that. And that is the incentive rather, and I think that that's the distinction between KPFK and KPFT, and I was not clear about it.
Oh, yeah, KPFT does not use premiums.
All right. Thank you. And we're at 8:38. I want to get to the executive session soon, but I know R. Paul wanted to ask him questions, so let's take a bit of time to do that.
Okay. This will be fast. First of all, yes, I would love it if Pacifica could make it so that the program automatically gets credit for it. That'd be great. There's a lot to be done about that, and I'm sure people will find out. For the executive director, can we release what you sent us a while back, the ED report for August 7th? It says it's shareable, but could you articulate that, yes, we can send that out to the public?
Yes, and okay. I have a shareable one also for the last meeting we had, which was the 4th that the PNB has. So the directors on the PNB have that, but I will send that now to the full NFC as long as I'm on this call with everybody.
Okay. I'll
send you an updated one.
Okay. What will be the name of that file?
Shareable ED report from 9/4. Believe it was the 4th.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, that we also, of course, have the income statement through June 30th. Any idea when that will be finalized so that can be released?
Again, I'm hoping at any time. I mean, I'll ask Markeisha again when that will be ready.
Okay, thank you.
All right. It's 8:40. We typically take a 5-minute break, is that right? And then come back for executive session? No? All right, then someone contact Susan's telling me no. So let's go into the executive session and ask, is someone going to contact Otis?
Yeah.
And tell him to take us offline? R. Paul. Okay.
The hand is still up there. I'm lowering it now.
All right. So yeah, what we need to do here is.
Can you take us off the stream?
Right. Cover a couple of items and then do a report out, and it's going to adjourn at 10:30 or sooner.